Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's Sunday sermon, which is on the 17th Sunday in Ordinary Time. My name is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center in Dola, in Zambia, welcoming you to this program. Today we have been encouraged to find out what is it that we treasure most. Maybe what is it should we treasure most in our lives? In our first reading, Solomon has just been made king, and when he was praying, God said to him, "I will give you whatever you ask me." And when Solomon prayed, and then he came back to the Lord, he asked him, therefore, for an understanding heart to judge people and to distinguish right from wrong. We always note and recognize Solomon for his wisdom, and in that's in fact what he was asking the Lord for, was wisdom. The Gospel from Matthew today, chapter 13, we see the story of the hidden treasure. Jesus gives this example of a man who finds treasure in a field. Then he goes home and he sells everything he owns and he goes and buys the field because the treasure is there. So when we find the treasure, we know this is everything that we need in life. Our task is to know what is valuable and everlasting. As children, we probably learned that we should be careful with what we know to be the most valuable. In nearly every age, I suppose, usually money is considered the most valuable thing from an earthly point of view. Spend it carefully. Invest it so as to make more money, was the advice from our parents and elders, perhaps. So we nearly all know this. What is the most important thing that we can have, though? To answer this, we might need to do some thinking and praying and analyzing. Some people say security is known these days as one of the most important things all over the world. There's food security, natural security, like at night to live in a house that's secure from the thieves and from the weather and from the elements. Security with a job. Have a good education and then have a good job and keep it so as to be secure in life. So when we've achieved all those treasures, then we must die. What is our treasure then? Are all these treasures that we have mentioned above, namely house, home, family, children, job, money, enough when we are in our final hours on this planet? I doubt. As believers, we know that to take us across the great divide of death, we need to store up treasures for ourselves in heaven. What are they? A clean conscience? Owe nothing to anybody? Doing works of charity? Having that basic love for our fellow human beings, especially the most vulnerable and the poor? Having done something great for them? And as I say many times, to do these things, not to gain for ourselves a place in God's heaven, but rather doing good in gratitude to God for what He has done for us. God has simply shown us He loves us and has died for us. And He has given us a place in His kingdom. This is huge. We may take it lightly, but we shouldn't. We should marvel at it always, in the morning, evening, and during the day. Our lives can be a series of being good for the goodness shown to us by God and personally shown to each and every one of us. This indeed is the treasure. To be thankful and praise the Lord and to live life that is wholesome and compatible with the goodness of God in our lives. And that is the treasure that we carry with us at our final hours. But do we believe it, know it, understand it? That is the question. Living our lives in total gratitude inspires us to forgive, to pray, to sing, to admire this God of ours, the treasure that somehow we find it hard to appreciate. You know the secret of how to be grateful and how to have this treasure in our lives. It's continuous prayer. And by prayer I mean talking to God. God is in our deepest being. Be friendly, be fond of Him, because He is fond of you. Prayer is often hard for us to find because of our frame of reference. What is that? The frame of reference means we refer to ourselves as, sure, I'm not good at praying. It's only for priests and nuns and brothers and holy people. Now, I'm going to say something to you who speaks that way and thinks that way. Forget all that. Pray as you are and not as you wish you were. Change this frame of reference. And you can. You can rub it out like you rub out an old tape in the old cassette tape recorders. Or as we do now on our computers, we can delete. Delete and put in your frame of reference words like, God is my friend, who is close to me, my companion on the way, the one who loves me, who gives encouragement and forgives me, the one who makes right my wrongs, who is beside me, before me, behind me, above me, and in every breath. He's shouting to us from every moment of our lives, from every rooftop, from every mountain, in nature, in our experiences, no matter how difficult or how beautiful. He is there in all those places and events and relationships, and He is shouting your name, saying, Hi, I'm here. Don't leave me out. Look for God because He is looking for you. I say, fill your frame, like a picture frame, fill it with positives, like I've just mentioned. And the whole friendship with God will open up for you. You will grow in His love. Believe me. Trust me, you will not be disappointed. Have a positive outlook about yourself in reference to God, because God is very close to you, more close to you than you are to yourself. And there you will cultivate and nurture and find the real treasure in your life. My name is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center in Dola, in Zambia, wishing you a happy and a peaceful Sunday. I have a lovely week ahead. Amen.